The House on the Strand by Daphne du Maurier. Read by Michael Maloney. The first thing I noticed was the clarity of the air, and then the sharp green colour of the land. There was no softness anywhere. The distant hills did not blend into the sky, but stood out like rocks, so close that I could almost touch them, their proximity giving me that shock of surprise and wonder which a child feels looking for the first time through a telescope. I had expected, if I expected anything, a transformation of another kind, a tranquil sense of well-being, the blurred intoxication of a dream, with everything about me misty, ill-defined. Not this tremendous impact, a reality more vivid than anything hitherto experienced, sleeping or awake. Now every impression was heightened, every part of me singularly aware, eyesight, hearing, sense of smell, all had in some way been sharpened. All but the sense of touch. I could not feel the ground beneath my feet. Magnus had warned me of this. He had told me, "You won't be aware of your body coming into contact with inanimate objects. You will walk, stand, sit, brush against them, but will feel nothing. Don't worry. The very fact that you can move without sensation..."